one of our original sound technicians, Tony Clark, wistfully remembers. I joined initially as a reader. After discovering my involvement with hospital radio, founder member Jeff Bridden insisted on training me as a sound technician so that he could stop recording the news himself. We became electronic pen pals, exchanging long and regular emails on a variety of topics until he became ill. Nobody had a command of the English language quite like Jeff. Jeff Bridden attended the news recording every week, even when not reading or recording the news. He sat in the corner, and it wasn't long before his eyes were closed. I don't think we knew if he was listening intently or having a sleep. I was once pleased to inform former chairman Joan Mulkern that I had found a new sound technician. "I shall look forward to meeting him," said Joan. She could not identify people until they spoke. I had great pleasure in arriving with the new sound technician one Friday and introducing Val Raymond, whom she had known for years as a reader. Joan was a bit lost for words at the thought of a female sound technician. Joan Mulkern had a dislike for the year being read as a number, and many times said something like, "It is 2007, not 2007. We always said 1907. "How do you know?" I said. "Were you there?" I don't think I ever got a reply to that one.